But first, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky made it official today. He's running for president.
The message of liberty, opportunity, and justice is for all Americans. Whether you wear a suit, a uniform, or overalls, whether you're white or black, rich or poor, in order to restore America, one thing is for certain, though. We cannot, we must not dilute our message or give up on our principles.
Rand Paul speaking today in Louisville, Kentucky, standing in front of a sign that read, "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream." For more, we're joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what struck you most about today's speech from Rand Paul?
Well, it was an unabashed anti-establishment speech. You know, he has that slogan. He also said the Washington machine gobbles up our freedoms and invades every nook and cranny of our lives. It must be stopped. He said it seems to him that both parties and the entire political system are to blame. He came out for term limits for members of Congress. So he is really making a bid for the Tea Party wing. There's a lot of libertarianism in that wing. At the same time, he spent a lot of time trying to reassure mainstream Republicans that he was not an isolationist.
And for people who don't know much about him, let's talk a little bit more about his biography. We know he's an eye surgeon.
Yes, he is an eye surgeon, and he talked about going to Guatemala on a medical mission, working on people who had cataracts. He is an eye surgeon. He has made it a point to try to broaden the reach of the Republican Party to young people and minorities. You know, Ron Paul, his father, who ran as a Republican but a Libertarian the last two times, did expand the electorate in the Republican Party by bringing in young white men. And Rand Paul spent a lot of time talking about things that would appeal to young people, like the government has no damn business in your cell phone, and also minorities, how he said liberal policies have failed the inner city. But in particular, he talked about criminal justice reform, which is a bipartisan issue that he has been working on.
He also talked about the Iran deal that President Obama and the administration have been negotiating. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I will oppose any deal that does not end Iran's nuclear ambitions and have strong verification measures. And I will insist that the final version be brought before Congress. The difference between President Obama and myself, he seems to think you can negotiate from a position of weakness.
And Mara, there's already been an attack ad slamming Rand Paul for his stance on Iran. And it's not just Iran. He does have a lot of enemies in the Republican Party and the GOP establishment.
There are a lot of potential presidential candidates who have written their op-ed against Rand Paul's foreign policy. I mean, I could collect a little book of them. But he went out of his way to say he voted for the sanctions. That attack ad that you mentioned quoted him saying that it was ridiculous to think that Iran was a threat to our national security. So he went out of his way to reassure mainstream Republicans that he's not an isolationist. He believes in peace through strength. He voted for the Iran sanctions, and he is firmly in the mainstream with every other Republican in the Senate, insisting that this deal that President Obama is making with Iran be subjected to a Senate vote to be ratified.
Well, and as you mentioned, he is reaching out to some of these groups, younger people, African-American voters. But if you're not bringing along that foreign policy hawkish wing of the Republican Party, he seems to be building a totally different coalition, or that's his hope, is that he will be able to do that to get the nomination.
Right. He has to. There are not enough young libertarians in the Republican Party primary electorate. There's certainly not enough minorities. He does need to reassure the hawkish Republicans. And don't forget, the Republican Party went through a libertarian moment when it looked like the foreign wars were subsiding before ISIS started beheading people. And that's when he made his famous 13-hour old-fashioned filibuster on the floor of the Senate talking about the security state and drone attacks and surveillance. But once ISIS reared its ugly head, the Republican Party really has reverted to form. So Rand Paul has to reassure Republicans that he's not an isolationist. The problem is he has a very long history of statements and positions that his opponents will be using against him.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson as Rand Paul enters the race for the Republican nomination for president 2016. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.